You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership.
Let's go,
man. I'm feeling great.
I'm doing great.
Happy Monday to you, boys and girls. One question only. How do you feel?
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
That's all that really matters. We come to you live from the Quicken Loan Studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Thanks for being with us. Thanks for making us part of your morning. Been a fun show already. Coming up this hour here on the program, Ohio State's drubbing at the hands of Purdue. What does that mean for the playoff? And did that just open up the door wide for Notre Dame? We'll do that coming up at 20 minutes past the hour in about 17 minutes from now. Most of America saw Washington and Dallas yesterday playing a close game. But again, as I said, not a good game. Somehow, Washington is 4-2 on the season, in first place by their lonesome in the NFC East, and I still don't think they're a very good football team. I still think the Eagles are a better football team. Better depth, better playmakers, better quarterback, better coach. But Washington has won the close games. Philadelphia has not. Washington won the game at home yesterday against a division foe. The Eagles lost the game at home against a conference foe and kicked away a 17-point lead. So, Eagles could be a better football team on paper, but just underachieve, and Washington could win this division. But yesterday, was that fourth quarter not March of the Clowns? Those two teams were trying to kick away the win. Trying! Fourth quarter, Dak Prescott. Down one score. This is late in the game. Fourth quarter. 3rd and 4. After a penalty, it's then 3rd and 14 with under 5 minutes to play on your own 10. Now, come on. It's a 13-10 game. There's 5 minutes to play. If you are Dak Prescott, you are near your own goalposts. You're at your own 10. The key here is get a read, get a look, make a throw. If that throw isn't there, don't take a sack, don't turn it over, and absolutely do not back up into your own end zone. Those are the only things you cannot do. Throw it away, under 5 to play. It's not like Washington's offense has been great all day. You kick it away, let your defense do the job. Your defense has been solid all day. You'll get the ball back later on in the fourth quarter. Maybe it's 2 minutes left or 3 minutes left, but you cannot take a sack there. Dak Prescott on 3rd and 14 hesitates, loses his read, doesn't feel the pressure, is about to get sacked, backs up to his own goal line, gets stripped, loses the fumble. Touchdown, Cowboys. Touchdown, Washington, rather. Which essentially seals the game, by the way. That essentially seals the game. So Dak Prescott, all of the things you can't do, you just did. And he's not a young quarterback anymore. Now it's 20-10. And now it's a 2-touchdown lead, or a 2-score lead, rather. Dak comes all the way back down the field, and I give him credit. And then dives into the end zone on an athletic play, on a broken play, on a botched play, where he stops, he hesitates, doesn't quite know what the read is, then just decides to launch himself into the end zone like Superman, touchdown. Okay, now it's 20-17. Washington gets the ball back. And at this point in time, all Washington needs is A, first downs, and B, to keep the ball in bounds. Force Dallas to take as many timeouts as possible. What happens? You have Alex Smith, who I am always told how smart Alex Smith is. Ace the Wonderlic, high football IQ, total leader, totally coachable, great in game situations, football situation guy. And what does Alex Smith decide to do? On 3rd and 9, after they have forced the Cowboys to take two of their three timeouts, Alex Smith scrambles left, and instead of sliding in bounds, diving in bounds, giving himself up in bounds, inexplicably runs out of bounds to stop the clock for the Cowboys with 90 seconds to go. Honestly, this, if the Cowboys would have won that game yesterday and Alex Smith was a rookie, we would absolutely annihilate him for the stupidest quarterback play. Of anybody on the field, the quarterback has to know. Time, distance, down, situation. Alex Smith has been in the league 13 freaking years. You cannot go out of bounds there. It's the only thing you can't do. A running back gets lit up. A wide receiver gets lit up. A tight end gets lit up. All we would ever say is, how can you not know the time, score, situation? Stupid. Alex Smith goes out of bounds. Gifts a timeout to the Cowboys and stops the clock for them. How nice. The Cowboys then get the football back, drive down the field, and you know what happens next. They line up for a field goal. There's a snap infraction, which I did not like that call. They have to kick it again from 5 yards beyond, doink, off the goalposts. But that's not all. How about the play calling by the Cowboys before that? They were playing for the field goal, which was going to be a 47-yarder anyway.
For the tie with 3 seconds, 52. Kicks away, line drive, 52. Hit the left upright and bounced out. The game is over. The Cowboys lose to Washington 20-17.
Wow.
Yeah, obviously you want to come up here and win this ball game and do everything you can to scratch and claw and find a way to come out on top. Unfortunately, that didn't happen. But, you know, we battled. And this is a young football team who's doing everything they can to play the right way. And we'll learn from this experience. We'll learn from what's happened up to this point in the season. And we'll move forward. Get ready for the next challenge.
Clap on. Clap off, you choker. Brad Sham on Cowboys Radio. Washington gets the win. Jason Garrett takes the loss, and the Cowboys fall to 3-4. The Dallas Cowboys are driving down the field. They're moving the football very well. They then get to the 37-yard line of Washington in a 2nd and 1, and Dak Prescott hits Cole Beasley, who made a couple of fantastic catches in this game, for 6 yards. This is where the replay official reviewed the pass completion. Play is upheld. That was at 28 seconds left or so. The Cowboys allow the clock to drip all the way down to 12 seconds, in which they run Ezekiel Elliott up the middle to set it up in the middle of the hashes. On 1st and 10 from the Washington 31, how are you playing for a 47 to 48 yard field goal? On the road, outdoors, on grass. How is that possible? As though that's a gimme? It's not a 37 yarder. It's not a 27 yarder. Take a shot. They gave you the timeout. Alex Smith had gifted you the timeout. At that point in time, it's about 1st and 10 from the Washington 31. Well, you could have probably gotten the snap off at about 19 seconds to play. Throw downfield to the end zone. Have a pattern to the sideline. You could even throw something over the middle of the field and take the final timeout. You can spike it. Playing for the field goal at 47 yards? I mean, serves them right. Again, I did not like the snap infraction. To me, the long snapper did not do anything that was unusual or tried to bait the defense into jumping. The fact is, that's how he adjusts the football. That's how he snaps. And it just, the opposing defense has never jumped, and so he doesn't get called. It's because Washington jumped that they called the snap infraction. But I did not like that penalty. But either way, I mean, you're taking your life into your own hands. You're playing for a 47-yard field goal attempt when you have about 20 seconds on the clock and a timeout. Screw that type of play calling if you're Jason Garrett. That can't be what you settle for there. This is stupid. I mean, it is so aggravating to watch coaches coach like that, and that is so Jason Garrett. The guy's supposed to be an offensive mind. That's his background. That's like Hugh Jackson. He was a quarterback, for crying out loud. And the decision there is, let's not challenge, let's not chase anything, let's not try to create a play. Let's just basically go overly conservative and settle for a 47-yard field goal attempt right now, outdoors, on grass, on the road. Perfect. What could go wrong there?
Are you kidding me?
The Clapper.
855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Hit us on Twitter, DA on CBS. March of the Clowns yesterday in the fourth quarter. March of the Clowns.
This is stupid.
Bill O'Brien says that winning a football game is the hardest thing to do in sports. Dixieland Dan tweets, I played baseball for over 15 years and in college. I now think that the hardest thing to do in sports is actually play a round of golf at or below par. Put it on the list. To Bill O'Brien, it's just winning a football game.
I mean, it is the most difficult thing to do.
I mean, even though half the coaches in the league every week do it, it is so hard.
I mean, it is the most difficult thing to do.
Ugh. Killing me.
Get him out.
Just killing me. Leonard tweets, DA, Andy Reid might finally get that Super Bowl trophy this year. But then he includes three emojis with the Pinocchio nose. This would be the coolest redemption ever for the city of Kansas City, football fans of the Midwest, Chiefs fans, and Andy Reid, if this was the year. Because they have all dealt with heartbreak and heartache and being let down. The Rams are great, but Los Angeles doesn't need that Super Bowl the same way Kansas City fans do. They had the Royals a couple of years ago, but Chiefs fans, and it is a football town and area of the country. And Arrowhead is a glorious spiritual experience on Sundays. Those people deserve a Vince Lombardi trophy. And if Andy Reid got it, after all he has been through, all the criticisms we have of him, of all the jokes we make, ultimate redemption story. I'm pulling for it. When we come back here on the show, did Ohio State just open up the door and allow Notre Dame to walk right in to a college football playoff? DA, CBS Sports Radio.
A no sweatpants at work zone. It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Haskins steps up in the pocket, throws, and that's intercepted. Marcus Bailey at the 30, the 20, the 10, the 5, touchdown. Marcus Bailey, exclamation point, Boilermakers.
We have good players, good coaches, and we're going to get to work. We lost a game last year and came right back, so we have good guys, and we're going to work our, you know, what's off and get this thing right.
Tim Newton from Learfield on the Purdue radio call. Urban Meyer after getting their fanny spanked by the Boilermakers, 49-20. Welcome back, DA, with you here on CBS Sports Radio. A little reminder that the DA show is available on all types of social media channels. You can find me on Twitter, DA on CBS. Follow the show's Facebook page at facebook.com/TheDAShow. You can follow me on Instagram as well, at Damon Amendo. And as always, check out the show on YouTube, the best of clips available on YouTube every single day. Just find DA and CBS Sports Radio, and you'll see all the best of clips there. Purdue laid the wood to Ohio State on Saturday night, 49-20. And a lot of emotions surrounding Purdue and the Purdue community. They played their hearts out, their guts out, and what a wonderful night if you're a Boilermaker or a Purdue fan. But I got to say also, I thought that Ohio State was really outcoached. And I don't often say that about an Urban Meyer-led team. Urban Meyer might be not trustworthy. He might always seem to have a good alibi for all problems in his life and his programs. I didn't know. How could I know? I didn't know that guy was such a bad guy. I didn't know that guy abused his wife. I didn't know this. I didn't know that. I didn't know. Urban Meyer conveniently has that throughout his entire career. I didn't know. I had to get away from football, really, for my family. Of course, I mean, I'm going to work at ESPN while I take some time off from football. But, I mean, still, I definitely need to take care of my family. Oh, I'm going to take the next job. Yeah, Ohio State. Yep, I got that. So I don't trust Urban as far as I can throw him, but his teams are almost always well-coached, and on Saturday, they were not. They were not ready for Purdue early. They were undisciplined, 10 different penalties, and Ohio State defensively, total breakdown all over the place, all over the place. Huge wide-open space for Purdue to roam. And what this does, as Urban Meyer mentioned, look, a one-loss Ohio State Big Ten champion probably still makes the college football playoff. Because you're going to have the SEC champ in there, whoever that is. If Clemson wins the ACC, even at one loss, if they stub their toe somewhere down the line, they'll be in. And I think a one-loss Ohio State that wins the Big Ten absolutely would be in as well. But what it does for the time being is it drops Ohio State down maybe right outside of the top 10 or just inside the top 10, and it elevates another slot for Notre Dame. Notre Dame will not need to win a conference. Notre Dame might not play another ranked foe the rest of the way. Notre Dame right now is the consensus number three team of the country. Now, I don't believe they're the third best team of the country. But by record and by schedule, I would say you can make the case that they're deserving a number three. But I think if they played LSU right now, that LSU would win, and I think they would win handily. But they don't. And Notre Dame has this amazing opportunity to essentially waltz through the final month and a half of the season and get to a college football playoff, because now it could be a 12-0 Notre Dame team versus multiple one-loss conference champions. At 12-1, would the committee take Ohio State over 12-0 Notre Dame? I think so. But would they take a 12-1 Texas? A 12-1 Oklahoma? I don't think so. Would they take a 12-1 Washington State? No. So this has now opened up the door wide for Notre Dame. Wide, 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 wide. And I think for the Irish, there is a reckoning coming. I could still see them losing multiple games down the stretch. I don't think it's a cakewalk over Navy. We know how difficult defending the triple option is. They're at Northwestern. Look, Northwestern can play a randomly tough game as well. They are home to Florida State, but FSU, in a season that has just gone to hell in a handbasket, that is their Super Bowl. That is their championship game. They then take Syracuse on in a neutral site, Yankee Stadium. And SU right now has 5 wins. And then they're in LA to take on USC. And again, USC has had a down season. That is their Super Bowl as well. You're going to get the best shots out of probably all 5 of your final opponents here. I think Notre Dame loses. I do not think they get out of this unscathed. But boy, the door has been kicked wide open for them with all of the losses around college football. Alvin tweets, DA, the reason why the Cowboys settled for the field goal at the end is because they were afraid They do not trust Dak.
You are a machine of death.
Well, maybe that's true, but that's a loser mentality to go into every Sunday with. He's your starting quarterback. He had helped guide you into that field goal range. He had also helped score the touchdown drive and dove into the end zone of the previous drive. You've got to let him make some plays. Playing for the field goal there serves him right. Doing More brought to you by the Home Depot, the next generation of home improvement. Everything that you need to do Project Smarter. The Home Depot, more saving, more doing. Taking a look at a player doing more for his team. How about Trae Young, the rookie? 35 points, 6 of 14 from beyond the arc, and 11 assists as the Hawks get the easy win over the Cavaliers, 133-111. Trae Young, the first rookie since Steph Curry to score at least 35 points and 10 assists in a game. Think about that. Trae Young joins Steph Curry with a 35-10 game as a rook. Good company. Lewis in Palmdale tweets, DA, we've had enough with one bogus, let alone four. Thank you very much. Hashtag update stud.
Get him out.
That is a lot of bogus. I just love the bogus loop where he starts an update, and then every 10 minutes, the update sounder fires again.
You can save 15% or more on car insurance. Two games last night, 11 tonight. The NBA season about to really...
It's like that Michael Keaton movie, Multiplicity. It's just versions of bogus. All these knockoff versions. It's copies of a copy. John tweets, DA, the Jags could offer John Gruden a sack full of beads and trinkets for Derek Carr. Hey, you never know. You know what, Sean? I'm looking for football players and trinkets. That's how you win football games here in the NFL in 2018. A bag of trinkets goes a long way. Now, I've sat in those meeting rooms, okay? And yeah, you can watch that film. And yeah, you can have all your fancy route running combinations. But if you've got a bag of trinkets, that, my friends, is the most important thing you can have. And I'll pull one over on the old Jags. I'll take a bag of trinkets and all access to that pool in that stadium. And then we'll see about real football players. Okay, Sean? Now we'll win some games around here. We'll steal them all. When we come back here on the show, a little cut line. The stories that did not make the cut this morning as we roll along here on a Monday. And that includes Deshaun Watson riding a bus to the game. What is this, the minors?
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Grab a surge protector. You're about to be zapped.
He's a good person. He really is. And I swear I wasn't going to talk about him. He's going to kill me if he listens to this. I hope he doesn't listen.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Don't tell Matt Harvey.
She's a bad girl, babe.
37 minutes past the hour. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio. Watch the simulcast each and every day at watchda.com and take us with you wherever you go on your phone using the CBS Sports app, radio.com, or Apple Music. And remember, if you're outside your normal listening area or perhaps a local affiliate's not carrying us in your region, you can listen to us on Sirius XM Channel 206. Team NC tweets, DA, your anchorman Baxter eating a wheel of cheese reference regarding Marvin, I have film of my boss at a Motel 6 Lewis, nearly made me spew my coffee. How about my Panthers? How about them Panthers? Coming back from down 17-0 on the road in the second half against the defending Super Bowl champions. It's a good win. And the architect of that was Cam Newton making plays and throws all over the place. Really big win. I just can't believe that stat that they put up last night during the Sunday night game. Marvin Lewis is 0 for Sunday nights. He's 0-8 in his Sunday night career, which combined with his 0 for the playoffs is the single most amazing 0 for a coach that has been employed for 15 years. Do you realize this is one of the great Marvin Lewis factoids ever? Marvin Lewis, with his first pick as head coach, and then obviously working with the front office and Mike Brown, they drafted Carson Palmer. So Marvin Lewis's career has spanned the duration of Carson Palmer's career. Carson Palmer has a football life made about him. Marvin Lewis has been employed by the Bengals without winning a football game of importance for longer than Carson Palmer's entire career. So long his career was that he had a documentary made about him and Marvin Lewis is still employed. This is the greatest O for ever. O for Sunday night, O for playoffs. So has never won a truly significant game. And has been employed for 15 years, longer than Carson Palmer's entire NFL career. Just amazing. It's time now for your Ask the Pros question of the day, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly. Better parts, better prices every day. Zach tweets, DA, do you really believe the playoff committee wouldn't put a one-loss Ohio State team in over a one-loss Oklahoma team? Well, I think they would because there's far more respect around the Big Ten than there is around the Big 12. I mean, look at the Big Ten. Michigan now suddenly looks pretty solid again. Coming into the season, people were very high on Wisconsin and Michigan State. Yeah, I think there's a lot more respect around it, and the Big 12 is just not going to get nearly that type of credibility in the playoff committee's eyes. So, yes, I would believe Ohio State gets in over a one-loss Oklahoma team, but you know, here's the problem. They both have the same issue, which is they can't play defense, which is they are one-dimensional. It was just that Oklahoma got exposed before Ohio State did, but Ohio State just gave up 49 points to Purdue. Purdue began the season 0-3. It's the same issue. Did Andrew Bogus just give us a story where the Marlins have signed two international free agents, one named Victor Victor and his younger brother Victor Jr.? This is awesome. These are two international free agents, top-tier free agents that multiple teams were in on, including the Baltimore Orioles. They signed with the Marlins. They're both brothers named Victor Mesa. So this is amazing already. This is like the George Foreman kids. They're all named George. Imagine naming both your kids the same name. So one kid is Victor Sr., the other kid's Victor Jr., I guess. Although I don't know. Maybe in Cuba this goes differently with family names. But one, they're both named Victor Mesa. And one is named Victor Victor Mesa. And the other one's Victor Mesa Jr. I mean, forget Berman on updates without this. How's he ever going to figure out the difference between the two Victor Mesas if they ever become in the bigs?
Flight 209er, clear for Victor 324.
We have clearance, Clarence.
Roger, roger. What's our Victor, Victor?
Victor, Victor? Victor, Victor.
Victor, Victor.
Is this like Millie Vanilli? Victor, Victor is his name? Victor, Victor.
Victor. Roger, roger. What's our Victor, Victor?
So there's really a top international prospect named Victor Victor?
Victor Victor.
And he's not the front man for an 80s new wave band?
Roger, roger. What's our Victor, Victor?
And his younger brother is Victor Jr.? Like Dinosaur Jr.?
We have clearance, Clarence.
Roger, roger. What's our Victor, Victor?
This is amazing. All of this is amazing. I love all of this. I'm so in on Victor, Victor. I really, is this like Sheila, Sheila or Sheila E? I just want a Victor, Victor jersey.
Victor, Victor.
By the way, that is Kareem's greatest moment. I really should have asked him on Friday when we had him on about his appearance in Airplane, because He might have won 6 world championships. He might have retired to the all-time leading scorer in NBA history. He is perhaps the greatest basketball player of all time and a multi-time national champion at UCLA. But there really is no line on his resume as impressive as his cameo in Airplane.
We have clearance, Clarence.
Roger, Roger. What's our vector, Victor?
Let's get to your cut line on the stories that did not make the cuts.
These stories were left out by the selection committee. Cut from their high school team. The news that didn't make the show. It's the cut line.
Well, good news for Mraz and other Giants fans. Look like their quarterback, the apple of their eye, Justin Herbert, is not coming out. So enjoy those apples. Oregon QB Justin Herbert, who would be potentially the top overall quarterback taken to the draft. Multiple sources indicate that he is far more likely that he remains in school for another year. He is only a junior. He does not have to come out. Several scouts from NFL teams who have held informal discussions with friends and contacts of the Oregon staff said they'd be very surprised if he opted to turn pro this spring. This according to our colleague Jason Lockenfora. There are strong signals throughout the agent community that Herbert is going to stay in school. Which just brings us back to the decision by the New York Giants to pass on a quarterback like Sam Darnold or Josh Rosen to take a running back, Saquon Barkley. I would say Bradley. Just another reason that is going to look like a mistake for a long time. Because what happens if they come into the 2019 draft and there's no really good quarterbacks? You are drafting number 2 in a quarterback stocked draft. And Darnold was there. And Darnold, I know they lost yesterday to the Vikings, but Darnold looks the part each and every week. And Saquon Barkley,
I will take Bradley,
might even end up being a perennial Pro Bowler and one of the best running backs in the league, or the best. But if you don't got a quarterback, you don't got much. Witness the Jacksonville Jaguars. They took him number 3 overall. And the New York Giants are going to be hurting if they can't find a solution, because Eli's getting worse, not better.
So sorry, you've been cut.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Can we give some love to App State? Appalachian State is 5-1 and 3-0 in the Sun Belt, and they have debuted in the AP Top 25 poll. They are number 25 of the country. That's their first ever appearance there. And think of how recently they're even a Division I FBS school. That's what's incredible. They joined the Sun Belt in 2014. They've only been in FBS for like 5 years. And yet they win 9 games every single year, sometimes 10. Last year was a 9-win season. They won 11 a couple of years ago. They gave Michigan that huge loss. They began the season, that was 10 years ago. They began the season nearly upsetting Penn State. App State can play with the big boys. And, you know, their bowl resume speaks for itself. A couple of Camellia Bowl wins and then the Dollar General Bowl last year, which we all remember, the epic one against Toledo. Give App State some credit here. They're in the AP Top 25, and I'm loving that.
So sorry, you've been cut.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Is Deshaun Watson playing in the G League? Did the Alliance of American Football already start and I didn't know this? He took a bus to Jacksonville from Houston. He took a bus. It was a 12-hour bus ride. Now, it's, you know, not a Greyhound. It was a luxury bus where he got to sleep, watch film, and play video games. But because how cabin pressure might affect his lungs as he recovers from a chest injury that includes his ribs, sternum, and lungs, he traveled separately from his teammates. He was on the bus with an assistant trainer and a strength and conditioning coach. Now, I give Deshaun Watson credit here. He's like, no problem. It was smooth. We hung out. I was cool with it. Just wanted to be there with my teammates. Because there's a lot of quarterbacks that'd be like, oh, no, you didn't. I am not riding no bus to go with my teammates. No. I fly or I don't make the trip. What would have happened if this was the London game? Does he go over on a steamship? What do we do with Deshaun Watson there? We put him on that new replica of the Titanic and we send him out? What happens? SpaceX with Deshaun Watson to get out to London. But could you imagine? I don't care if it was a luxury bus or not. 12 hours in a bus. I hope they stop at a few gas stations, truck stops. You know, get yourself a chance to spread your legs, stretch your legs, walk around. Because being trapped in a car for 12 hours is just brutal. I think I just have awful flashbacks of when my dad just wanted to drive across country like he was Clark Griswold when I was growing up. All right, kids, pile in the Suburban. No, we really had an old Chevy Suburban. And the family of five packed up, and we would drive halfway across the country for vacation. Me, my brother, who's 4 years younger than me, my sister, 7 years younger than me. We're sitting here, a bunch of kids punching each other, smacking each other, fighting. Dad, we've been in the car for 7.5 days. My dad's like, enjoy the scenery. Scenery? I'm eight. Enjoy the scenery. That tree looks like every other tree I've ever seen for my entire life. Get me out of this car now. I hate my brother. I hate my sister. Get me out of the car. Enjoy the scenery, kids. Scenery? I've got a 10-year-old, a 7-year-old, and a 3-year-old. Ain't nobody going, wow, and you know what? How about that landscape out there? Huh? Now pass me my fruit roll-up. Come on.
So sorry, you've been cut.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Our toll-free line brought to you by GEICO. Everyone, there's a quick way you could save money switching to GEICO. Need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance too? Get it all. GEICO.com. It is time now for your epic fail. Get Hugh Jackson as far away from the offense as possible.
Even the DA show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
Hugh Jackson was the play caller the last couple of years. They went 1-31.
I'm not going to continue to watch something that I know how to do.
Should we be responsible for reminding Hugh Jackson?
Psst, Hugh, just want to let you know, you did have the play calling duties.
That's just the truth.
This is totally like grandma at Christmas, and she's like, everybody loves my fruitcake, so I'm going to make fruitcake because I've got the signature fruitcake, and it's my specialty.
Finish it with that lemon zest.
And nobody wants to tell grandma, everybody hates your fruitcake.
Mm-hmm.
You've been around offense for a long time, right?
And if that's my specialty, then I need to be involved more, and I will be.
We definitely need help long snapping. Hugh, why don't you go over to the long snapper practice, go over there, work with them.
I think I have every right as a head coach to jump in here and see if I can help.
The lighting is just not quite right at the stadium. In fact, we need you on those light towers. If you could just, the farther away from the offense you are, I think the better.
You could put me up on a light pole and peg me with softballs. I don't care.
And you know what? The blimp was a little low. I think they need to figure out the angle on the blimp was, we're going to get you to blimp practice. Two.
There's some things we gotta fix fast.
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail
is why you fail. Hit us on Twitter, DA on CBS. Nick tweets, Victor, just like Mario and Luigi Mario. Hashtag Super Victor Brothers.
Roger. What's our Victor?
Is Luigi's last name Mario? I guess it's true because they're the Mario brothers.
Still no respect.
Jimmy tweets, DA, Victor is more like Mr.
Roger. What's our Victor?
Victor. I need a Victor card, a jersey, and everything else that comes along with Victor. All of it. All of it.
Victor.
Dan tweets, I don't know if this was real or not, but a stat I saw on TV said the Vikings are 2-0 when Kirk Cousins gives his pregame speech. That is the most important stat that has ever been put on a TV screen.
You like that? Yeah. You like that?
Yeah. Wow. That long, storied history of Kirk Cousins' amazing pregame speeches. Amazing.
You like that?
Just amazing. Kevin tweets, is it just me or does Mahomes sound like Kermit the Frog doing a Cookie Monster impression? Look, Mahomes sounds like a Fraggle Rock and plays like Joe Montana. So what am I going to do about it? It's hard to imagine him being a superstar sounding like that, but you got to love the kid. I don't know why he sounds like a Muppet, but it's working. Whatever is happening, it's all working. All of it. That will do it for us this morning here on the DA Show. Thanks to Andrew Kaplan stepping in for Mraz as executive producer today. Pete the Body Bellotti on the Wheels of Steel.
The Body.
Yeah. Sam Rubinoff on your simulcast at watchda.com doing a great job. And Andrew Bogish. I'm Andrew Bogish on your headlines. Be good and be good to one another. Trash Tuesday tomorrow. We'll see you then. The Mothership disconnects.
Thank you to have 10 touchdowns.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.